This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
As a person who's out there on the dating scene, I have attempted some dates. It's real bad. I don't know how to say this. I bet you're really good at it, Aaron. And I don't mean that in like a...
I don't know how to respond.
No, I actually mean it like... First off, your GAF is zero.
Oh, yeah.
And you can all, you're also genuinely, you give people a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's earnest.
Or just like, not a D-bag. Mm-hmm. Whereas I am, and within like two sentences, I'm like, how do I coyote my arm off and get the hell out of here?
Mm.
So I've been doing some research on how to get better at it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And it's basically, it's just, they're like cheat codes. They're like questions that might spark a conversation.
Okay.
And I've printed a few of them out.
Instead of the normal, just so.
So what do you do?
Yeah.
What, it's like when you interview an artist. Who are your influences?
Yeah.
Like, what do we, like, what
they
do
always,
we,
they love that
they
question.
They love it. You know, I was interviewed by Chuck Berry when I heard Try to Be Good the first time. I knew I'd be a guitar player. Yeah. Like, they don't want to talk about it.
And then the interviewer goes, yeah, that's what you said last time.
Right.
And I did all my prep for the interview.
Okay. So one of the ones that's on, and I don't know if this makes for a good first date question. Maybe you guys can text in and say whether you'd date me if I asked you this, but if you had to join a cult, which one would you join?
Okay. Wow.
I mean, it's, okay, I don't, sort okay. of like interview questions, but
no,
it's
it
like,
is.
But it's like, it's goofy.
Yeah. You get to know someone.
Yes. Like, have you thought about being in a cult before?
Yes.
And have you, so, me too.
Wow.
The organizational, like, to
well,
like.
Well, okay. I'm avoiding looking at T-Hack because there's one specific cult that is wrapped around a pair of Jordans. And.
What?
You don't know about it?
Oh, the one, Heaven's Gate?
Yeah.
No,
well,
I don't.
They're not a cult anymore.
No, but if there's someone who could build it up again.
No.
They all strapped on their Jordans and put a purple blanket over them and drank the Kool-Aid and they all died?
Weren't they Nike Cortezes?
Oh, for God's sake. If they are, then you need
know.
To go. I don't know what shoe was... Hey, Google, what shoe was Heaven's Gate wearing when they... That's the one you wanted? Because
No, not me, for T-Hack.
Oh.
I don't know what I would be in.
You don't?
No.
I'd know exactly what cult I would join. Like, the Hare Krishna seem really cool, but then it's kind of like most cults, they're lopsided at the top.
Yeah.
See, my answer would be I don't know. I don't know cults. I don't know what are they, which one?
You don't know any cults?
I hear about them.
Are you scared, Jeremy Stewart?
There's like the Jim Jones one. And then that's one.
You don't want to join one of the ones where they're all dead already. The David Koresh one.
Manson.
So there are just still cults out there?
There's a lot.
I don't know how to say this without getting in a lot of trouble.
There is a lot.
But whether you believe this is a cult or not, I personally do, but I would still join. Scientology looks cool. Despite Remini going clear or whatever.
I would love to go on a tour of the Scientology place downtown.
I know, it's right across from, there's a bar.
I know.
I had to wait at that bar to meet a DJ or something. And I sat there and I watched people going in and out and they seemed,
interesting.
Yeah. The type of people going in, they do concentrate on, whether you do, at the higher levels, you do some wacky stuff,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Okay.
But on your way there, some Scientologists, Google notable Scientologists. Tom Cruise is a golden god. He's a psychopath, but he's so committed.
Elizabeth Moss, who is married to Fred Armisen.
There you go.
Kirstie Alley, John Travolta.
John Travolta's a huge
Laura Prepon.
Don't know that. Sure.
No, you do. It's that 70s show. It's
Donna.
Pinciotti?
Yeah.
She is Pinciotti? Yeah. Mm. Wow. Okay. So,
well, it seems like you two are getting along great. I can step out if this day's going
really
well.
We want you to put on your Cortezes.
That would be my answer. I don't know cults.
Okay.
That would be a dud for me.
All right. How about this one? Have you ever seen the movie The Purge?
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what it's about?
Yeah, I think I have, actually. I think I have seen it.
It's there's one day
where nothing is illegal.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the purge is legal tomorrow. What are you going to do? What crime? It's like the cult thing. Crime? This. I mean, to me, if I'm sitting across from some dud.
Okay. You don't have to look at me when you say it, but.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at me.
But
you lingered a little.
This conversation, you've asked me my influences three times. That's the other worst thing, when somebody's so uncomfortable that they don't realize they're asking the same questions over and over. It's like, so you've lived here a long time? It's like, yeah, I'm a native of Colorado. Okay. So your family's from, they settled
from Denver.
Yeah, still a native, still exactly what I was 47 seconds ago when your nervous ass asked me the first time.
Maybe they're waiting for you to ask a question back.
Oh. right. But I don't want to get to know them because they're obviously.
Tell me about the cult.
What is the name of the cult? Oh my god! Am I gonna do the knock knock joke? No, I'm not.
No.
No, it's on The Office. Never mind, because I'd have to hit you, although I want to.
I can see why your dates aren't going well.
Okay, what's the crime you're gonna commit?
I've seen the movie and it's just terrifying because
they
have to.
Is there somebody you want to kill?
No, they have to lock themselves in. I'd be protecting my family.
That's the people who aren't going to commit crimes.
I like to think that I would steal a bank, but I don't.
Steal a bank?
Steal the whole bank. I would just attach my hitch to it and just dig off.
This date is going really well.
The drinks are flowing.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.